One of the ways we guarantee the rights of people accused of crimes is through public defenders. But as we hear from Edie Gross with the Virginia Public Access Project, public defenders often find themselves at a disadvantage when it comes to funding.
Yeah, so this story was written by Alyssa Skelton of the Virginian Pilot, and it investigates the pay disparity between prosecutors who work for the Virginia Beach Commonwealth's Attorney's Office and their counterparts working for the Public Defender's Office. And that pay disparity is really stark and apparently makes it really difficult for the Public Defender's Office to retain experienced attorneys. According to Public Defender Cal Bain, the public defenders, who are those who represent the majority of criminal defendants in Virginia Beach, earn a starting salary that's about $20,000 less than the lowest paid attorney in the Commonwealth's Attorney's Office. And, you know, as you go up the chain, the disparity gets even bigger. Top city prosecutors make about $50,000 more than their public defender counterparts.
One interesting point here is that among the people calling for more support for public defenders is the city's top prosecutor, Colin Stolle.
That's correct. The Commonwealth's attorney in Virginia Beach has said that he has an ethical obligation to make sure that there is equal justice, and that means for both the victims and the defendants. So he's actually supporting Bain's request to the city council that the city provide some funding to the public defender's office to make things a little more equal. Apparently, the city has never funded the public defender's office. For about 30 years, it's provided funding to the Commonwealth's attorney's office. In the most recent year, that was $6.4 million.
The state provides funding for both offices, about $3 million a year for the Commonwealth's attorney's office, just over $2 million for the public defenders. Edie, many, many people are turning out now to receive COVID-19 vaccinations. In Bristol, there were so many people that they overwhelmed the physical facilities at the health department. But now that problem has been solved.
This is a story by Sarah Wade of the Bristol Herald Courier, and it's all about how health officials in the Bristol, Tennessee, Bristol, Virginia area found a creative way to administer COVID vaccines by partnering with the folks at the Bristol Dragway, which is a stadium kind of close to the Bristol Motor Speedway. Apparently, the Sullivan County Regional Health Department had been administering vaccines in their parking lot, but so many people showed up that the cars backed up onto surrounding roads. They had 500 people show up on Monday for vaccines and about twice that on Tuesday. So on Wednesday, they shut the operation down and partnered with Bristol Dragway to come up with a better solution for this.
And the very first morning at the Dragway proved it was indeed a much better solution.
By lunchtime, according to the story, nearly 600 cars had already driven through. It was apparently really, really cold as well. So all of these folks who were handing out vaccines would kind of jump into a tent for a warm-up break briefly, and then they would get back out there and continue administering the vaccines. They're hoping to kind of keep that clinic at the drag strip open all weekdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and no appointments are necessary to use it.
Edie Gross is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.